when I left school in Brayford, I went to work at the rectory at High Bray, and I used to cut the lawns, and they had a rose garden, and they had a big vegetable garden as well. And I remember they even had asparagus growing. So I was very good with gardening. When I started work at the rectory, I think I had 14 shillings a week.
And how did that go down? Did you have to give that to your mum?
Oh, yeah, I gave it to my mum. And I used to run errands. I used to go on my bicycle, and they had a post office in Brayford, and I used to go on my bicycle, and I used to deliver telegrams, because a lot of people didn't have the telephone then, did they? And I used to go on my bicycle to a big house that belonged to a man. He lived in London, and I think he was into shipping, but they used to have shoots there, like shooting the pheasants and everything. And I used to go there like as a beater, you know, and I got paid for that. But when I went to Little Bray to deliver the telegrams, and I had to wait to see if I had to get a reply, and if there was no reply, the butler used to come out, and he had sixpence on his finger, and he gave me a sixpence for myself.
Big money.
Yeah, sixpence for myself. Yeah.
Yeah, because sixpence would have gone a bit of a way for you.
Oh, yes. And then before I went to school, I used to go up in the farms and catch moles.
How did you do that?
You see that?
Oh, yes.
Mole traps. I used to catch the moles, and I used to go and look at me traps on the farms, you know, before I went to school. And then I caught the moles, and I used to skin them and nail them on a board and dry them. And then when they were ready, I used to get labels from a man called Cohen in London, and I used to send him the mole skins, and he used to send me back another label and a postal order in money. And then I used to cut the tails off the moles, and the farmer used to give me a penny for each mole tail to prove that I'd caught the moles.
So they were worth a bit of cash to you, postal order and a penny?
Oh, yes, that's right.
How much was the postal order for each mole?
I can't remember now. A few shillings, I suppose, you know.
So you were a pretty enterprising young fella then?
Oh, yes. Yes. And then I used to go to part of the farm that belonged to that produce, because they used to sort of scatter the manure with a machine. And I think they only did it out of kindness. I used to go with a fork, and I used to scatter all this manure around the fields. But I think they only paid me out of kindness, you know.
Bit of a smelly job.
Yeah. To give me something to do and pay me.
And your brothers, I suppose, and sisters, they were working also?
Yes, when my sister left school, she went to work, a lived-in servant in Little Bray. Yeah.
What was she doing there?
She was like a house servant, you know, and she lived in there.
Did she talk about it much?
Oh, yes, and I remember going to Little Bray to see her when she was living in there. But there was a lot of staff, like servants and a housekeeper and everything, you know. And all these parties used to come from London for the shooting with the pheasants, you know. I think they were reared specially for the shoot.
So was this the same house that you delivered the telegrams to?
Yes, Little Bray.
Can you remember the name of the owner?
No, I can't remember his name, but there was a man lived there I'm not sure when that was, when there was a big financial crisis with Wall Street or something.
It was 1929.
Yeah, that would have been then. And the man that was living there, he lost a lot of money. Well, I can't say for sure, but I think he more or less went bankrupt. Yeah, he was in dire distress because of the Wall Street crash, because all his money was there.